During the next hour, we will be trying to explore the enormously complex relationship of women to language, more precisely the degree to which women have a different relationship to language than men, and the means by which we can express our difference, our specificity, through conventional language. These problematic questions will undoubtedly elicit divergent views from different points of view from the three panelists, and even more from you, the audience. But there are also, I think, fundamental assumptions about the nature of language, which we probably all share. First among these is the notion that language, the primary system of human communication and signification, both reflects and determines our vision of the world and of ourselves. Language, then, is not merely powerful. It is the system of power which inscribes and sustains all other discourses of power in a society, the cultural and the political, the economic and the sexual. In demystifying the notion of the neutrality of language over the last 10 years, feminist critics have realized the profound irony inherent in the term the mother tongue, a concept which has been used to conceal the phallocraticity of language as the law of the father. Men have controlled what has been labeled and how it has been labeled. They have defined and ordered classifying systems. They have created the words which are cataloged in our dictionaries, and they have placed prohibitions against women naming ourselves and thus inscribing our difference. As Adrienne Rich writes in The Stranger, and I quote, "If they ask me my identity, what can I say? But I am the living mind you fail to describe in your dead language, the lost noun, the verb surviving only in the infinitive." But as Rich reminds us in Implosions, and I quote, "This is the oppressor's language, yet I need it to talk to you. Indeed, not only need it, but am forced to use it in order to talk to you." And that is, of course, the crux of the problem, the bind in which we as women find ourselves with respect to phallocentric language.